So we're turning to page Yud, which is section Dalid. And here's what we have so far. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik came up with a very original explanation for what we call the omission of the Rambam. Hashmatas Haram. Yeah, this is a very interesting topic. You know, we learn not only from what the Rambam says, but what from the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam, as you know, counts 613 mitzvahs, and he writes a whole book enumerating those mitzvahs, and he leaves out one particular mitzvah, and we don't know why. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's called Zchirat Yitziat Mitzrayim, a mitzvah, which the Rambam himself tells us is a mitzvah, in Hilchot Kriyat Shema. That was, of course, on the first page of your packet here. The Rambam says on the third line of the first page, he says, Umahu Kore, and what should he read, meaning in Kriyat Shema? And the Rambam goes through the first parasha, the second parasha, and then he says, V'achkach parashas Tzitzis. Then the Rambam insists that we read the parasha of Tzitzis not only by day, but also at night. Afal pisha ein mitzvah tzitzis no heges balayla. There's no tzitzis at night. Korino sabalayla. Excuse me. Nevertheless, we read the parash of tzitzis at night. Mipnei sheyesh ba zicharon liyitzias mitzrayim. And then he goes on and he explicitly says, U'mitzvah lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim vayom uvalayla. So the Rambam explicitly commits himself to the position that there's a daily mitzvah, twice daily, to remind ourselves of the redemption from Egypt. And yet the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Minyan Taryag, omits it. So Reb Chaim came up with a very original idea. And he said that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's part of a greater mitzvah. And what is that greater mitzvah? Kabbalas, oh Malchus Shamayim. And based on that, Reb Chaim said there was no need for the Rambam to incorporate Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan Taryag, because that mitzvah is part of Kabbalas, oh Malchus Shamayim, which is what we call Kriyat Shema. In fact, where does the Rambam quote the halacha, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? In Hilchos Kriyat Shema, which is the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. Part and parcel of accepting upon ourselves the sovereign rulership of Almighty God is to remember the redemption from Egypt. And we now understand what the Rama means by requiring us to recite the parasha of Vayomer, the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, even at night. If you were to say that the mitzvah of reciting the third parash of Kriyat Shema Vayomer is because of tzitzis, because tzitzis is keneged tarayag mitzvah, so that's why it makes sense when you're accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven to speak about the mitzvah of tzitzis. But then why would you incorporate Vayomer at night, since Lila loves man tzitzis? And the answer is, because even if Lila loves man tzitzis, so we don't have tzitzis at night, but there's another element in the parish of tzitzis that's very crucial and is engendered by the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, and that is Zichron Yetzias Mitzrayim. And since the mitzvah of Zichiris Yetzias Mitzrayim applies both by day and by night, although tzitzis only applies by day, but by virtue of the mitzvah of Zichiris Yetzias Mitzrayim by night, we're going to recite the third parasha, namely Vayomer, even at night. This explains, says the Rav, based on Reb Chaim, why it is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot be fulfilled just by remembering Mitzrayim. You know, and each person individually will make some sort of a declaration in its own subjective formulation, but rather there's a set objective form in which Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim takes, and that is reciting the parasha. He says, if Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim were an independent mitzvah unto itself, then everybody could express it in his own way. But since the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriyat Shema always requires reciting a parasha in the Torah, kiksava ukilashon, exactly the way it is in the Torah itself. And that leads us to section Dalet. And in section Dalet, the Rav quotes two of the great luminaries of Klal Yisrael, the Shagas Aryeh and the Gaon, both of whom disagree with the Rambam, because the Rambam, as we said, establishes that all three parashas, including Vayomer, are recited at night, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's part of Zechirus, it's generated by Zechirus Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's what integrates it into Kriyat Shema. And the Shagas Aryeh and the Gaon say that no, the mitzvah of Zechirus Mitzrayim is totally disconnected from the reciting of Parshas Vayomer. In other words, we recite Parshas Vayomer only because of Kriyat Shema, only because of the tzitzis element in Kriyat Shema, only by day and not by night. What the Rambam claims that Zechirus Yitzias Mitzrayim requires us to add the Parsha Vayomer, and therefore we have to recite it even at night, this cannot be accepted. Why? What bothered the minds of the Shagas Aryeh and the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, that led them to reject the Rambam's opinion and to claim, Ein, you'll see on the third line, Ein Shum Zika Bein Mitzvahs Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim LeParshas Vayomer. There is no Zika. Who knows what the word Zika means? What do you say?
Connection.
Connection, yeah, correct. There is no connection, according to the Shagas Aryeh and the Gaon, between the mitzvah of remembering the redemption from Egypt and the recitation, the reading of Parshas Vayomer. What led them to that conclusion? It's a sugya in Masechta Brachos on Daf Yudalid Amud Beis. Now this is a very long sugya. What the Rav does in this particular shiur is that he pulls out just a few highlights of that sugya. And hopefully, although I'm not sure, those highlights will be sufficient for us to get the gist of what's going on over here. Amar Rav Yosef, Amri b'marava. In Marava, when they recited the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, what they did was, they opened up the parasha with Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem. But instead of reading the entire parash of tzitzis, because keep in mind, we hold that Lila loves man tzitzis, they would skip to the end and say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the entire section in the middle was completely left out. It was, if you will, an abridged version of at least the third parasha of Kriyat Shema. Omar Rav, Rav says, Lo Yaschil. You don't even have to bother with the third parasha of Kriyat Shema. Why? Because Lila loves man tzitzis. In other words, the purpose of reciting Vayomer in Kriyat Shema is for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Since Lila loves man tzitzis, therefore we could drop the ball and completely omit the parsha Vayomer. However, Rav doesn't stop there. He says, V'yam hischil gomer. But if you picked it up and you started the parsha, you started Vayomer, then unlike the B'nai Marava, who were willing to start and then skip and go to the end, and declare God's greatness, you know, God is the sovereign ruler, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Rav would say, if you started the parasha, you've got to complete it. Omar Abaye, Hilkach, therefore, since Rav says that once you start the parasha, you have to complete the parasha, and since according to Abaye, like B'nai Marava, we have to recite at least part of the parasha of Vayomer, the first part, so we're in a bind. We can't do what Rav Yosef suggested, the name of the B'nai Ma'arava, start the parasha, then skip and finish it. That we can't do because of the principle of Rav, that once you start, you have to say the whole parasha. On the other hand, not to say the parasha at all and just drop it, that we can't do because we hold like Rav Yosef, then even Balaila, we must recite the parasha of Vayomer. So what do we do? Hilkach anan aschule maschalinon. We begin the parasha to come aschalei b'marav as they do in Marava, but v'keva the maschalinon migmar nami gamrinon. We complete the entire parasha. And why is that so? Because Rav said that once you start the parasha, you have to complete it. Now, all this is fine and dandy according to Abaye, and that's reflected in our minhag today. We accept the shita of Abaye even at night. We'll recite Vayomer. And that leads us to the Gemara's Kasha, and this is what we really want to study from the perspective of the Shagasari and the Gaon. This is where they claim they have an argument with the Rambam. The Gemara now turns around and goes back to the beginning of the Sugya, and whether it's Rav Yosef who skips the bulk of the Parsha of Vayomer, or Rav, how much more so Rav, who completely omits the Parsha of Vayomer, he says, Lo Yaschil, Vaboy Ladkure Yitzias Mitzrayim. Which presumably means that if you leave out the Parsha of Vayomer, then what have you not fulfilled? The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, don't worry about that. We can drop the Parsha Vayomer. Again, that's not Abaye's opinion, but that's Rav's opinion. Rav and Abaye are going to have machlokas whether we can recite the Parsha of Tzitzis at night. But in any event, according to Rav, that we omit the Parsha of Tzitzis at night, so then what do we do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Now you could say that Rav holds that the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim only applies by day and not by night. That's the Chachamim Shita. That Kol Yimei Chayecha is Kol Lahavi Lemos HaMashiach. But we don't have an extra pasuk Kol to include Lila. Ben Zoma disagrees. He dashens Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi Lelos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also accepts the opinion of Ben Zoma. Reini Kaven Shivim Shana, right? So is it that Rav rejects both Ben Zoma and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Gemara says no. He definitely accepts the premise that we are halachically bound to recite Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim even at night. But what do? We don't have the option of reciting the Parsha of Vayomer because there's no tzitzis at night. So what are we going to do? The Omar Hachi, I have a solution, says the Gemara. I have a recipe for you. Modim anachnu loch, Hashem Elokeinu, shotzisonu me'eretz Mitzrayim, tzisonu beis avadim. So at the end of the day, what does the Gemara come up with? We don't need a parsha kiksova ukilashona. Just express thanks to Almighty God for having taken us out of Mitzrayim. That's all we need. Harema Furosh, it comes out of this sugya. The lo be'inan kriyas parshas vayomer, kidei lotzeis yidei chovas zechirus yitzis Mitzrayim. No, it's even if I accept the sheet of Ben Zoma, and the mitzvah of zechirus yitzis Mitzrayim applies not just by day, but also by night, I don't have to read the parsha vayomer. I have another option. Modu v'anachnu lo, chal shotzei sonu, me'eretz Mitzrayim, we can express it in our own words, in our own formula. It does not have to be embedded into a parasha in the Torah. So the Rambam says that Vayomer is required even at night on a Doraisa level because of the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And here the Gemara says explicitly that you don't need to write a parasha to read a parasha in the Torah. Just simply say, Modim Anachtalach, express yourself in your own personal subjective way and remember the redemption from Egypt. And Rashi says, for a boy like Kure Yitzias Mitzrayim Disnan, Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Palelos. In other words, the premise of this question, if you omit Vayomer, how are you going to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim, is that we assume, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma, that there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim even by night. So the Rambam says, yeah, there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim by night. How do we fulfill that mitzvah? By reciting the parasha of Vayomer, the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, which is wonderful according to Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim said that the mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim is part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. But the Gemara takes a different opinion. And the Gemara maintains that the mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim doesn't have to be fulfilled by adding a parasha and reciting Vayomer. It's enough that you express yourself in a, how should I say, a home-cooked formula. You know, you'll come up with your own, you know, your kitchen, from the kitchen, you'll come out with a formula. So this is very, very difficult. And the plot goes thicker because not only is the Bavli on this line of reasoning, but the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi, which the Gra quotes in the first parak of Bracha, says the following: Taman Amron, and we saw this in the Bavli in the name of Rav, but here it seems to be Taman. It sounds like a brisa. Lo Yaschil, you should not begin the parasha of Vayomer at night. V'yom Hischil Gomer. Exactly identical to Rav. V'rabbanon dehasam. In other words, the rabbis in Bavel. Amrin maschil v'yeno gomer. Which seems to reflect the shita of the B'nai Ma'arava that we saw. Rav Yosef in the name B'nai Ma'arava. That you start the parasha of Kriyat Shema, but you don't complete it. Once again, we seem to be dropping the ball on the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Yerushalmi continues, Masnisin Pligi Al Rabbonon Dehacha, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Bal Lelos. In other words, the Yerushalmi is asking, is this against the Shita of our Rabbonon, who insists that the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim applies even by night? Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rav, again it all comes back to Rav, Modim Anachnu Lo Shetzi Son of Mitzrayim, exactly paralleling what we saw in the Bavli, that you don't have to read the Parsha of Vayomer in order to fulfill Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, you remember the Parsha of Vayomer completes itself with Ani Hashem Elokeich Masher Hotzi Sichem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Leave that out. What are you going to do with the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim? And there's no option of holding like the Rabbanon that there is no mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. We're maintaining that there is a mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim even by night. Call the Rabbos Lelos. And the answer is say it in your own formula. You don't need to read the Parsha Vayomer. So we have now both a Bavli and a Yerushalmi that are explicitly against the Rambam. The Rambam who says that we have to recite Vayomer as the third Parsha of Kriyat Shema because of the mitzvah Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, you can only fulfill this mitzvah by reciting a parasha kiksava ukilshona, the way it's written in the Torah. Here we have an explicit Bavli and a Yerushalmi both agree that there's no need to read a parasha in the Torah. Again, la halacha, it's not really a halachic steer to the Rambam, because we pass like Abaye and we recite Vayomer at night. But that's for a different reason. We recite Vayomer at night because Abaye holds that you can recite the Parsha of Tzitzis at night. But what the Gemara establishes is that the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim does not require the recitation of a parasha. So how could the Rambam incorporate Vayomer into the fabric of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema? And why, says the Rambam, because the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, we see from the Gemara that the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim does not require a reading of a parasha in the Torah, and therefore we cannot be justified in adding Vayomer. And in the next paragraph, the Rav wants to defend the Rambam. We know that since his very very early childhood, he always wanted to defend the Rambam. And here he does so in what I would call a typical Brisker style, a kind of a Tzvei Dina. He uses some very heavy language here. He says, Yeshnam shnei chalosei dinim. What does he mean by chalosei dinim? In English, I would translate it as there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And I think in a different language, we could say what the Rav is saying is that there are two forms or methods of fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they're both acceptable. Number one, Haskaras Hamaor b'chol nuscho matbea. You can mention what happened in Mitzrayim in any formula, in any expression that you come up with. B'li lekarchan b'peulas kabolas o malchus shamayim al yedei kriyas parsha kiksova. Notice, the Rav is unwilling to bend on the premise that he has accepted as certain, without question, that in order to integrate something into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, in the midst of Kriyat Shema, we would have to read a Parsha Kiksova. That he's not willing to yield. Not even one inch. Not even for peace. Right? He will hold on to every last inch of the assumption that Kriyat Shema can only be fulfilled with reading of Parshios. Therefore, he's going to have to say that there's a possibility of being Mekayim Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael outside the framework of Kriyat Shema. That's interesting. Shoresh, the root or the source for this dimension of Kriyat Shema is the pasuk. Excuse me, of Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael is the pasuk of Man Tizkar Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim or Zachar Yom Hazeh. These psukim did not in any way integrate or connect the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael to the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, from the perspective of these psukim, you could fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael outside of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, outside the framework of Kriyat Shema. Therefore, just express it in any formula that you choose. Number two, however, there's another dimension to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, to the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael. I stand corrected. He says, "Kevan shebe pasuk rishon shal aseres hadibros anochi Hashem alokecha shavtzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim." God defines Himself at the beginning of the aseres hadibros, not as the creator of the universe, but as He who has taken you, has redeemed you from slavery in Egypt. Meaning, we're connecting our very fundamental belief in God, in anochi Hashem alokecha, and accepting God as our sovereign ruler by mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'chein B'shar Mekomos. And this is a refrain that repeats itself over and over again throughout the five books of Moses, that Hashem's sovereignty is connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. From the perspective of this source, as opposed to the pasuk of Tizkar Levan Tizkar, Mitztarefes Mitzvazu L'Mitzvat Kriyat Shema. Therefore, if Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael is integrated into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemaim, u'mitmazeget ima l'chativachat. Anyone know what those four words mean? Then it's a good way of learning modern Hebrew.
It's diluted. It's poured in.
Okay, I would, if you don't mind, I would use the word integrated or synthesized. The noun is mizuk. So it's integrated into what? What's chativa achat?
It's a unit.
Exactly, into one unit. So we're going to take Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael and Kriyat Shema and integrate it into one unit. And what's the heading that the rubric under which we have both Kriyat Shema and Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So we're going to be makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim by reading Kriyat Shema and by fulfilling Zechiris Yitzin Yisrael. Now, with regard to this second dimension, there's no question that the Hazkara, the remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim, must be fulfilled within the framework of reading a Parsha Kiksava. Because as we said, this the Rav is unwilling to yield on this, to loosen his grip on this premise, that the only way you can fulfill Kriyat Shema is by reading a Parsha. Therefore, Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this is all part of Rav Chaim's Chiddush, becomes an integral part, which is absolutely indispensable to Kriyat Shema, and cannot be fulfilled in your own particular subjective formula. In other words, Reuven can't come up with his nisuach, his formula for Zechiris Yitzrayim, and Shimon with his. It's got to be a parasha in the Torah, because insofar as it's integrated into the other parashas of Kriyat Shema to form one whole, one entity, but it's called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, it must be within the framework of Kriyas HaParsha. The Rav later on in this Shia is going to come back to this premise and analyze it. Now, we want to see if A, this will now protect the Rambam from the questions that were, the objections that were raised against the Rambam by the Shagasari and the Gra based on the Sugyan Brachos. And number two, then we want to come full swing back to Reb Chaim. So first, to defend the Rambam, Lefichach. Therefore, we understand the Gemara of Rav, according to the Rambam Shita, that the Parsha of Tzitzis cannot be recited at night. And therefore, which of the two dimensions that we just formulated have to be dropped? Let's go over them again, because I see we're not... what are the two dimensions of Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim? Number one, a separate, independent expression of your own Nusach. Number two, a parasha in Kriyat Shema. Now, Rav says that the parasha of Tzitzis cannot be recited at night. So what are we left with by default? Which are the two dimensions? You're right, only your own Nusach. The first dimension, the first Chalois Din, as the Rav calls it, has to fall by the wayside. Because you cannot recite the Parsha Vayomer at night. That's an axiom, according to Rav. So what do? We say, Modim Anachdu Loch Hashem Alokeinu Ashotzi Son of Eretz Mitzrayim Bibeis Avodim, etc., etc. Meaning, the Gemara in Brachos, when it says that you can formulate the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in your own subjective formulation, that Gemara is reflecting the opinion of Rav that the Parsha of Vayomer cannot be recited at night because of the fact that there's no tzitzis at night. And therefore we have to drop the Parsha of tzitzis. And therefore the second dimension that we mentioned in the previous paragraph of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that requires integrating it into Kriyat Shema, that falls by the wayside. What we're left with, by default, is the first dimension of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, namely our own formulation, Kol Ish V'Ish Kirtzono. So therefore the Rav says that there's a fundamental difference between Kriyat Shema by day and Kriyat Shema by night, according to the Shita of Rav. And that's clear. Because by day, we're going to recite three parshas. At night, we're going to recite two parshas. But that's not just a technical difference. There's a broad gap that separates those two. Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris has the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in a twofold sense. Number one, you express it. And number two, so that's the mitzvah of Lan Tizkor. But number two, it's Kiksavu Kilshono. And therefore, it's integrated into the parsha of what? Into the other three, the other two parshas to form the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So therefore, the Rav writes on the third line of this paragraph, by Yom, where Rav agrees, when Rav agrees that you can recite the third parsha Vayomer, Yeshna Chovat Kfula, you have a twofold obligation vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. One, Lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Stam. Stam means outside the framework of a parasha. And number two, Likroch Zechiras Zuim Kriyat Shema, to integrate this Zechira with Kriyat Shema. And then what do you require in order to make it part of Kriyat Shema? The reading of a parasha. So you got to read Vayomer. So that's all fine and dandy when? By day. But at night, Rav holds, Ulam Balayla. Now look, please underline the next three words. I have an extra penny if anybody needs it. Just if you can underline the next three words. These are the key words. Hachova Hasheni Nifkas. Do you see those words? Hachova Hashenit Nifkat. What is the shoresh of the word nifkat? I mean, it's being paka. In Gemara, you find very often what's called a hafka. And this, whenever you see that word, you know we're dealing with a briska piece of lumdus here. Basically, what the Rav is saying is that you should be reciting Vayomer at night, even according to Rav, because you want to integrate Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim into Kriyat Shema. You don't want to give up the ship on that second dimension of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you have no choice.
Why?
Because there's a hafka.
That's what I.
Well, what's a hafka? So let's first read it inside, and then I'll try to explain it.
Okay.
He says, "Mishum she'ein parshas tzitzis ne'meres balayla." We have a rule, which Rav accepted, Abai rejected it. That ain parshas tzitzis ne'meres balayla, accepted as an axiom. Since there's no tzitzis at night, we cannot recite the parsha.
But we don't wear the tzitzis at night.
And since we don't wear tzitzis at night, therefore we don't recite the parsha Vayomer. That's Rav Shita. We don't pass like Rav, but you should know that that's the opinion of Rav. Says the Rav, you should be reciting Vayomer at night for a different reason. Not because of the mitzvah of tzitzis in the Parsha of Vayomer, but because of what element in the Parsha of Vayomer? Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, which we have to integrate into what? Into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore we have to read it as a Parsha. The only Parsha that we have is Vayomer. However, Lamaisa, in actuality, we aren't going to recite the Parsha Vayomer according to Rav. Again, I keep emphasizing, I don't want anybody to walk out of this room and say, from now on, when I doubt Meir, if I'm going to drop Vayomer. So please, we're learning a sugya, we're learning Rav. We passing like Abai, but we're learning Rav. Rav, who was from the Gedolei Amoraim, some say he was even a Tana, Rav did not say Vayomer at night. That sounds pretty shocking, right? Maybe we should put up a Pashkavilla, you know, on the streets, you know, that Rav is in Cherem here. Rav paskens that there's no Vayomer at night, and the Rav explains why. He says, because Ein Parsha Tzitzis Ne'emeres B'Laila. The name of the Parsha and its essence is Tzitzis. There's no Tzitzis at night, and we don't read a Parsha that deals with a mitzvah that doesn't apply in that period of time.
Makes sense.
Okay, you say it makes sense. I don't understand it too well, but
yeah, I was gonna say how do we link it to Kriya Shema and the Kol Baal Sol Malchus Shemayim, meaning that's the part that doesn't.
Well, we're gonna only do that by day according to Rav. At night we're gonna have to say Modu Manachtu Lo Hashot Tzisanu Meyeretz Mitzrayim.
But it doesn't the same connection apply by night as well?
It does, but it lurks in the shadows. It doesn't come forward. Let me try to explain to you. This is, if you don't mind, we'll take a little digression here from the Shia. The Rav, in many, many pieces of Torah, was machadish this, I call it a substructure. It's a logical substructure. And he uses it over and over again. And that is, that there's a machayev. In other words, the chiyev is there. But befall, in actuality, something ties our hands and we don't implement that chiv. But don't think that since the Torah is going to tell you, the halacha is going to say, don't implement that chiv, that the chiv doesn't exist. It's there. I use the phrase, it lurks in the shadows, meaning inherently, it exists. But something comes along and snaps it, blocks it. There's a blockage. There's one force going this way, and then you hit a mountain or a wall, and you stop. Dead in your tracks. But not because the force is not there. The force is there. The chiyuv is there. The osir is there. The matir is there. Whatever it might be. I'll give you a wonderful example. The Rav said that Reb Chaim didn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, despite the fact that there are more paskins that we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because Reb Chaim felt, he was convinced, that the Kedushas Hayom, the Kedushas Regel, that generates an Iser Malacha, exists on Chol HaMoed in the identical form that it exists on Yom Tov itself. In other words, just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you wouldn't dream of wearing tefillin, because the sanctity of the day is what's called an Os. The Torah always identifies Os with Iser Malacha. So too, on Chol HaMoed, you have the element of Kedushas HaMoed generating an Isur Malach. And therefore, it's an Os, and it bumps off tefillin.
Just for Sfirat HaOmer.
We'll get to Sfirat HaOmer later, but let me just add you this question. By the way, what are we going to count tonight? Ah, you're not going to answer that question, right? Okay, good.
34.
I tried to trick you there, you know.
No, 37, 38.
I told you, I asked my wife, what's for supper? She said, well, yesterday we had meatloaf. You know? Anyway, so what am I trying to say? They asked the Rav the following question. I don't understand Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is saying that on Moed, on Chol HaMoed, there's the same identical Kedusha Sayom that generates an Isur Malacha as Yom Tov itself. That's not true. There are five categories of Malacha that are mutter that you're permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. So the Rav said, you don't understand. Rav Chaim held that the Kedushas Hayom of Chol HaMoed is a Kedushas Hayom that generates the Isur Malach. And that's true no matter what. But there's a separate matir. The matir is that we're allowed to do Malacha in actuality, under five categories. Tofer Avud, and Melechus Yantif, and so forth and so on. Tzorchei HaMoed, whatever they are. It's very abstract. Because when I look at Chol HaMoed in its real garb, what I see in its manifestation is that there's no Yisr Melech on Chol HaMoed. I mean, that's going very far, but there's very little Yisr Melech on Chol HaMoed. But yet, what the Rav is saying is that Reb Chaim looks below the surface. He looks at the essence of the day. The way the essence of the day is expressed, Lamaisa, is a whole different question. You may have a Heter Melacha, but the day itself engenders an Isur Melacha. I'll give you one more example. Otherwise, I could lecture on this for hours. The Rav was explaining Rabbeinu Tam's famous Shita, that women who opt voluntarily to perform a mitzvah seishas man groma recite a bracha. And that's the meaning of the Ashkenazios to this day. So the Rav said, what's going on? Asher kitshanu v'mitzvosav? How can a woman say asher kitshanu v'mitzvosav on shofar, on lulav, on sukkah? So the Rav said the following, that basically the kedushas Yisrael that generates these mitzvos is identical to both men and women. A woman has the identical Kedushas Yisrael as a man. You know, Kedusha is always measured by how many mitzvahs you have. So, for example, a Nazir has more Kedusha than a regular Yisrael, and a Kohen has more Kedusha than a regular Yisrael, and a Kohen who's a Nazir, you know, supersedes him if he's a Kohen Gadol. I mean, forget it. You can't even imagine what Kedusha he has. Ayasha Kidshanu v'mitzvosav. A woman has the Kedusha of all the mitzvahs. Elohat, the Torah gave her a Ptur. So again, if I look at it externally, what do I see? A woman. I see a woman who's not, and again, unless she opts for it, but she's not hearing shofar, she's not taking the lulav, she's not sitting in the sukkah, she's not fulfilling mitzvah seishas man groma. So I say, well, then she's excluded. How could she possibly say asher kitshanu v'mitzvosav? And I'm back to the sheet of the Rambam, who says that a woman cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas. But the answer is, you have to look below the surface. The Gavra, the Isha, the Kedushas Yisrael is identical. And that Kedusha generates a Chiyuv vis-a-vis all mitzvahs, including the Torah lifted and alleviated her of Zman Grom. We don't know why. We can speculate, but we don't know why. That's only a Heter Befa'al. So the Rav is saying the same thing here, if I can use the structure. Says the Rav, basically to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to integrate it into Kriyat Shema, and therefore we'd have to read the Parsha Vayomer. And that's exactly what we're going to do by day. The Rambam says we're going to do it by night as well. But Rav couldn't accept that, because Rav held that there was a Hafkah. What's the Hafkah? You cannot read Parsha Tzitzis Balayla. So what do you do with the mitzvah of Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim? You're in a very strange situation here. It's like Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim. One pasuk says, Zachar es hayom hazeh kol yimei chayecha, kol rabos halelos. The other pasuk says, but you can't mention the parasha Vayomer and integrate Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim into Kriyat Shema at night, because night is mufka from the parasha of Tzitzis, because there's no Tzitzis at night. So what's the kosva shlishi? Says the Rav. The kosva shlishi is, yeah, it's as if I said Vayomer, but I can't do it in that way. So how will I do it? How will I salvage and obtain the kiyum mitzvah of Zechius Yisrayim by saying modim anachdu loch Hashem Elokim?
But it's still part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
No, it's not. See, it's not part of Kriyat Shema, because if you go back to the previous paragraph, I want to emphasize the language of the Rav. He says Shoresh Bechina Zu on the third line in the previous paragraph. Who pasuk levan tizkar, etc., etc. Bipsuk yemela, please underline this. Lo nikshra mitzvah zu b'mitzvah kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. Because again, if it would be Michael, then we'd have to have a parsha k'ksava k'ksava. Because again, as I told you, the Rav is so committed to that in every fiber of his nefesh, he couldn't possibly entertain a kabbalas ol malchus shamayim without reading a parsha. That by him is the yud gimel ikra.
So the Rambam is not consistent with Rav Shita then.
Rav Shita would not be consistent with the Rambam then.
No, well, again, the Rambam, nobody paskins like Rav. Yeah. So that's not my problem. But the Gemara says that how are you going to fulfill the mitzvah of Zchiyus Yitzchiyus Mitzrayim? By reciting Mo Devarachnu Lo. But the Rambam says you have to read a parsha. Right. The answer is Rav agrees that you have to read a parsha. Right. But he also accepts that there's another default position in which you can salvage at least part of the mitzvah of Zchiyus Yitzchiyus Mitzrayim.
Right.
We're stuck with a very odd structure. The structure is such that the Torah is giving us a mitzvah, the fulfillment of which is impossible.
Right.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I understand.
It's a very paradoxical situation. So what are we going to do? We're going to do the best we can. By day, we're going to get the entire mitzvah of Shleimus. At night, we're going to get part.
My question is on the Motor Manach Milach. By Rav's position, defaulting and saying that because there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, okay, therefore tzitzis is we basically suspended, let's say.
We suspend
blocked.
The reading of the parsha.
Yeah, the parts that, so it's blocked because there's the lack of a mitzvah. So the question is, you know, there's no other thing, you know, by analyzing tzitzis that we could connect it to, you know, Kabbalah, and there is, meaning if you really delve into tzitzis, meaning the thing that bothers me about Rav's position is that he's taking the parsha b'pashtas and he's just throwing it out the window, because really if you delve into the parsha there's more than just tzitzis there.
Let me say to you Shmuel Balabatish, but I don't want you to accept what I'm saying. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous what I'm saying, but just l'saver es ha'ozen. Supposing you would read Kriyat Shema, all three parashas, including Vayomer at night. Mm-hmm. Rav would get very nervous about that. Why? Because the Amoratzim out there would come to a mistaken conclusion. They would say, why are you reading Vayomer? They wouldn't understand that you're reading Vayomer because of the last line in Vayomer. They're going to walk out of the room with the misimpression that we got to wear tzitzis at night. And you know, you might say, so that's not so terrible to wear tzitzis at night. Yeah, but you never know where that's going to lead you if you hold that you have to wear tzitzis at night. Therefore, I'll tell you, by the way, again, I don't want to get into tzitzis here, but if somebody paskins said there's a mitzvah tzitzis at night, then if he has a beged lila, he should wear that in tzitzis even by day. And then he's going to make a brach on that. I mean, fallouts over here, repercussions, if you mistakenly think there's a... And that's, by the way, true for all mitzvahs. Anytime you think the mitzvah applies and it doesn't, that, don't think you can be machmer on yourself. It's going to ultimately... So let's say that Rav, again, this is wrong what I'm telling you, but just balabatish, that Rav was very nervous about the repercussions of reading Vayomer at night. And he felt that those repercussions are so bad that we have to completely suspend the recitation of Vayomer at night. What should I say? It's like Gzeira D'Rav. You know, you don't take shofar, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos, or when the first day of Sukkot overlaps with Shabbos. Then Rabbi says, we can't take the luluf. We're going to forfeit a mitzvah d'oraisa of a lekachtem lachem, because of the repercussions. Because we're afraid if we blow the shofar, we take the lulav on Shabbos, it's going to lead to who knows what. So I'm just giving you l'saber t'ozen. Does Rav disagree in principle that the mitzvah of Kabbalah Solmach Shemayim requires the recitation of Vayomer even at night? He doesn't disagree for one moment. He also agrees in principle that Zechirus Yitzchiyus Mitzrayim Balelos requires the recitation of Vayomer, but I can't do it. We'll call it a technical foul, like all the blockage or whatever it is. Again, with the Rav at this point, maybe later on, but at this point, he doesn't give us a clue as to why there's a hafkah here of reading Parsha Sitz at night.
So what you're saying, Rav's just, my take is just playing devil's advocate. He doesn't really believe his position.
Well, again, in theory, he doesn't believe his position, but there are practical considerations that therefore push Vayomer out of the picture. But what the Rav is trying to say is that when the Gemara asks, so what do we do with Zechir Sitzar Balelos according to Rav? And the Gemara answers, Modem Anachlulach. What the Gemara is establishing here, and this is going to be very crucial for the next paragraphs, because we want to come back to Reb Chaim. I mean, this whole shir is about Reb Chaim. the Gemara establishes that you can be Makayim the mitzvah of Zechiyus Yisrayim from a different source in the Torah, not because Ani Hashem Elokeich Vashel Tzosicha Meretz Mitzrayim, not because Kriyat Shema as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim requires Zechiyus Yisrayim, and Zechiyus Yisrayim has to be integrated into Kriyat Shema, into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, but for an independent reason, that you have to remember the great miracle of God when He redeemed you from Egypt, L'man Tizkar, Siyom Tzitzkar, Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, that could be fulfilled, says the Gemara, in any way, in any shape, in any expression possible. That's the modem anachdu. That's going to lead us to the next paragraph. Should the Rambam have incorporated Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim into the minion of Taryak? What was Reb Chaim's chiddush? Let's come full screen back to page one. Reb Chaim said the Rambam left out Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim because that mitzvah is incorporated into Kriyat Shema. Is that so?
No.
It's half so, but it's not fully so. In other words, because the Rav says that there are two different mitzvahs of Zechiris Yitzis. One comes from one source, the other from another source. Insofar as your source is the Pasuk L'man Tizkar, is then Zechiris Yitzis formulates, sets itself up as an independent mitzvah. And it can be fulfilled in any expression that you want. It's not part of Kriyat Shema. It's not part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Insofar as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shetzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, it's part of Kriyat Shema. But wait a minute. If you're admitting to me, Mori Varavi, that there is an element of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim that can be fulfilled outside of Kriyat Shema and is not connected to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, why doesn't that justify counting it in the Minyan Taryag? And look at the next paragraph. And here's where I throw up my hands and I say, Rebbe, I don't understand what you're telling me. Ulam, Teirutzo Shel Adoni Yoviz Kedi Rebbeinu Agol, meaning Reb Chaim, Eino Nistar is not contradicted, klal at all, klal, al yidei chidush zeh. Why? Kevon sheyeshna b'china no sefes. There's a second element, a second dimension. B'kiyam k'zichiyus Yisrayim. Hamishtal leves, what's hamishtal leves? That's again one of those good Hebrew words that you should...
Join, combined.
Again, I would again say integrated. That's my favorite word. We always have this thing. Shiluv, right? Shiluv is an integration or a combination. Says the Rav that since there is a second kiyum of Zechiris Yisrayim, which is integrated into Kriyat Shema and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim through the expression, the remembrance of the great redemption from Egypt. And since therefore, and thank God he adds this next line, otherwise I would have been totally lost. Ein Adam Yotzi de Chova, so please underline the word Bishlemus. Ad Shechaber Shnei Advarim Kriyas Rav Yitzis Mitzrayim L'Pulachas. Lefichach Mana Osan HaRambam Ki Mitzvah Achas. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were the Rambam, and you were trying to count the Tariq Mitzvahs, that's a challenge. Okay? It's a challenge for the Rambam and even for us. What would be your philosophy? What would be your approach, your attitude? Would you say, guilty until proven innocent? In other words, would you try as much as you could, using all your strength, to push a mitzvah out of the club, out of the membership club, and leave it out of the Minyan Taryag? Or on the contrary, would you be looking for every way and not wasting, not being lazy to overturn any leaf, to turn any leaf, to try to add a mitzvah to Taryag? Which way would you go?
Well, he defines how Rambam defines how what he's going to put.
And he comes up with 14 right. Klolot.
And he says that something that's involved somewhere else, he's not going to add it on his own.
When you say it's involved somewhere else, again, you have this mitzvah. Here, let me just draw... okay, there's somebody already drawing here, so it's good. I'm not ruining anything. Mm-hmm. Let me draw a picture for you, right? You've got this circle here, and this circle here, okay? This circle is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, correct? This circle represents Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's an overlap. Part of this mitzvah Zechiras Yitzrayim overlaps with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, is it integrated thereof? But yet there's another part of this mitzvah which is completely independent, has its own source, is not integrated into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It doesn't even require the reading of a parasha. Just express your Hazkara in your own subjective nusach. Write the script yourself. Are you going to count that as a mitzvah in Tayag, or are you going to leave it out?
But then you have to.
So the Rav says you're going to leave it out. Why are you going to leave it out? Because since this dimension of the mitzvah is incorporated to Kavos Olmok Shamayim, so I have a right to say that I already mentioned Zechiris Tzayim. You know what I mean? It's already on the Richter scale. It's already on the chart. Where is it? It's like a subcategory of Kavos Olmok Shamayim. I would say, on the contrary, once you've established that there is a dimension of Zechiris Yetzirah Shemayim that is independent, that itself justifies counting it in the minyan of Taryag, and the Rav doesn't blink. Mm-hmm. He says, since Ein Adam Yotzei Chavas of Shleimus.
Maybe that's the key word, because the Shleimus is over here, maybe that's why he doesn't do that.
In other words,
the ideal way of doing the mitzvah is as part of Kriyat Shema. Maybe that's why he's hesitant to make it a separate mitzvah. It's not like you have two different ways, two equally good ways you can do it. If there were two equally good
So
ways
listen, Michael, you're coming up with a whole new klal here. We have to add a 15th klal.
You're right.
Does anybody have a sefer mitzvah here of the Rambam?
At this particular klal, he doesn't have, right?
There should be one if you can get me one, all right? A 15th klal. If you have a mitzvah which obligates you in a certain pa'ula, but to fulfill that mitzvah b'shlemus in its perfect way, you want to what? You want to integrate it into another mitzvah that's already counted in the Taryag, then don't bother counting it. Don't bother counting it.
I would say that because we want to include as much as possible in the Taryag, we have to choose as much independent mitzvahs as possible. Meaning, that way it's more encompassing, because we know there are 613, and we have to fulfill the 613 with everything that's
Michael, right in the 15th klal here.
Yeah, there's no everything that's independent. Just in the rough, put the word shleimus, I figured that might have. That
no, I'm not saying it. No. If he hadn't added that line, I'd be out of here. Right? You'd have to hire someone else to say over the rough's Torah, because it doesn't make any sense.
Why doesn't he not include Kriyat Shema and just include Zechiris Yetzirah Mitzrayim?
Well, Kriyat Shema for sure is an independent mitzvah. That's for sure. Nobody questions that. B'shalbukov Kumecha. I mean, this is one of the first mitzvahs that the Rambam incorporates into the Taryag. Yeah. But the Rav looks for an excuse. Or I should say, the Rav's interpretation of the Rambam. The Rambam looks for an excuse to drop a mitzvah. What's my excuse? Because, as Michael says, you can't obtain the Shleimus HaMitzvah without overlapping with another mitzvah, namely Kabbalah Solvach Shemayim. That's my excuse to leave it out. If Zechiris Yetzirah Shemayim will come to me and knock on my door with a taina and say, Rabbi Berzon, why did you do this to me? Well, knock on the Rambam's door, not my door. I would incorporate it into that. But the Rambam's going to say, I'm leaving it out. So the Rambam's saying, please don't get insulted. We have you there. You're mentioned. You have due mention. You're in a little footnote there in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Kriyat Shema.
Does the Rambam actually mention that, though? Why would the Rambam say, when he lists the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, that this incorporates the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzirah Mitzrayim? Why wouldn't he say that?
Well, what do you mean?
If we're saying...
Oh, you mean in the Taryag?
Right. Why wouldn't he say
okay, that? Okay, so that I didn't research. I have, you know, let's see. Maybe somebody could. I don't know what time Mincha is now. Yeah. Maybe you could quickly flip through. Is there an index here that goes through Parshius or I don't know what?
Towards the end.
No, I don't mean it's Mitzrayim. You want to look for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim with Shavukov Kumecha. You want to look for Parshius Akev. So you hear this, Rabosai? The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. No. Says Umahu Kore, and he's defining the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and he says Parshas Tzitzis. So again, you know, I would definitely submit that according to the Rambam, the element of Zechiris Yisrael is there incorporated into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema. But I don't know if I really fully understand why the Rambam would have left out Zechiris Yetzirah Mitzrayim. I just want to say one thing in closing. Again, we didn't even get half through what I prepared for tonight, but ain't davar. We have to negotiate when we're getting together next. But I do want to say the following. That maybe the answer to the question as to whether or not the Rambam should invite a mitzvah, you know, work overtime to get that mitzvah into Tayag, or on the other hand, look for an excuse to leave it out. Maybe that question hinges on something else. And that is the magical number 613. Right. See, maybe the Rambam is free to go either way. Yeah. And it all depends on what, you know, he's going to leave this for last. He's going to see, if we filled up the quota, then we'll use this sheet. If we need another one, you know. So I don't know if I'm saying a joke or it's serious. I really can't.